He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson, and you're not, but welcome to School Talk here on Giant 90.9, talking through my mask and laughing at the same time. I'm talking Mr. Easter, trying to get on. The main line here is 244-WBDG, that's 244-9254, but they cannot call because I got an awesome guest on the line this morning. Talking about some stuff and things about Ben Davis High School, but more so about what she's doing downtown in the Sandy County Council that affects you and me here in Indianapolis, Indiana.
But, you know, Emerson, if people could hear sometimes our conversations off the air.
Oh, man, priceless.
It doesn't make any sense to anybody but us, I think, sometimes.
The chronicles of before the show.
Because we were talking about the exciting news that's coming up.
Yep, exactly.
Students are coming back.
That's you would think. What's so exciting about that? It's just kids go on break. They go on break. They come back. They take them. No, this is different.
Yeah, we've got so K through five. Uh-huh. We'll be back all the time.
Okay. All right. Talk to me. Okay.
Grades eight or the rest of
the rest of the kids. That's the Scott Young Scholars.
6 through 12.
The Young Scholars.
We'll be back on the hybrid schedule.
Yeah.
So that's where we are. So they'll be coming back 2 days a week here at Ben Davis High School.
Good.
We'll have A through K back here on Monday.
Yep.
And L through Z back here on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Then we'll still be virtual on Friday.
Yeah.
But there are some interesting things coming up.
That's good. You know, I know you missed the...
It means we're moving the right way.
Yeah. I know you missed the students when you're in the classroom, mm-hmm. Mr. Easter. I miss the kids walking by my house.
Yeah.
I mean, I always interact with them. You know, and some I know, some I don't know. Who's this crazy old dude over here, you know? I'll be cutting the grass or shoveling snow or whatever it is, and they walk by the house, you know? And then, but you watch them grow up.
Right.
Some of my neighbor's kids and neighbor's young scholars have grown up from going from the 7th grade center, the 7th and 8th grade center, the 9th grade center, and then going to the high school, and you see them grow up, and then a couple of times I get it all mixed up. Are you in the 8th grade? No, Mr. Allen, I'm in the high school now. Something like whatever it is. But I see them grow up, and it's so cool. So, anyway.
Yeah, it's definitely an exciting thing to have them coming back. It'll be good to have kids be, you know, sometimes when we're in session, when the bell rings and you go out on hall duty, you're like, oh, hall duty.
Yeah.
But I'm ready for it now. I want to answer where W Hall is now.
Exactly.
So,
yeah. Mr. Easter, I'm lost.
If you are a student and you're listening to this, they do urge you to take a picture of your schedule, make a screenshot of your schedule,
mm-hmm.
or print it out at home because they're not handing out physical copies of your schedule. So make sure that you do that so that you're ready to come and you'll go to first period.
Exactly.
Starting either on Monday or Wednesday. So it should be exciting.
That is good news. We got more news you can use. Before I get to my guest, we got a thing. We still call this thing we call the...
Yeah, that's it up there. Of course, you're listening to the ever-famous School Talk with Emerson.
And Mr. John Easter.
On Fridays at 7 a.m. We'll replay this show back on Sundays at 2 p.m. And, of course, you can always catch our podcast, which is on Audio Boom or Spotify or wherever you find your podcast. I was trying to come up with something more interesting there, and I just lost my train of thought.
Early in the morning.
It is. Tonight, we've got, on Friday, we've got Ben Davis girls basketball, Lady Giants hosting the Carmel Greyhounds. That should be a good one tonight.
Okay.
Lady Giants finishing up their regular season tonight. Woo-hoo. They start sectional on next Friday.
Okay.
All right. They get a whole week to prepare for either Roncalli or Pike. That will be their first round opponent in the sectional, which is here, by the way, at Ben Davis. And, of course, the boys, which we will not have a broadcast tonight of, they are up at Carmel tonight. So, boys travel to Carmel. The girls are at home against Carmel. We picked the home game. But tonight's game is on the MIC Network. So you can check that out on the MIC Network. 7:30 p.m. tonight, Ben Davis boys at Carmel. Mm-hmm. And ladies and gentlemen, that is
the Big Board. Woo! That is awesome. Always something happening here at Ben Davis High School. I was going to say something crazy, but I'll save it to another show because, you know, I ain't got no sense sometimes. But sometimes you gotta talk about things that make sense. And this, my guest on the phone, she knows something about Ben Davis High School. She knows something about Hall W, or how you get to here, how you get to there. Because Counselor Carlino, City County Council District 6, is on the telephone. Good morning, Counselor.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
I'm as good as you.
I'm telling you.
Hey. Yeah. I love, good morning. I'm happy. I love talking to certain individuals, especially ones that are BD alumni. Oh, man.
Well, it's my pleasure this morning, sir. Thank you for having me on.
Woo! Thank you for getting up early in the morning dealing with us shenanigans. Hey, before I deep dive into the City County Council and the world of politics, I'm going to get into your personal business. Early in the morning. Ben Davis graduates. When did you graduate?
Yes, sir. I graduated, my husband and I both, in 2005.
Okay.
So, we're pushing 20 years now, a little over 15. Hey. He was in the marching band, and I was on the debate team and in the show choir, and we met because he was playing trumpet in the backup band and traveled and did the road show with us on the show choir circuit. The rest is history. We're happily married, and Wayne Township can't get rid of us.
I love it. Right. I love the timeline, 2005. 2003 is when we started our show back in 2000. I know you remember that.
I sure do.
Right across the hall.
Yep. We're avid listeners, and right across the hall. We kind of consider ourselves, you know, part of that sort of wing of the BD family, right? You've got the debate hall, right, or the debate rooms right there, and then down the hall, home of the Ben Davis Band.
Gosh,
so it's a great legendary wing, if I don't say so myself.
You can say that.
Yeah.
It's awesome, Mr. Easter.
we love S Hall.
Oh, man.
That's right.
Okay, now I dipped a lot into your personal business. I'm going to dip some more probably for the end
Go
of the
ahead.
Show. But when you left high school and went to, okay, now where'd you go to college? Where'd you go?
Yeah, so I went to the University of Indianapolis on the south side where I'm a legacy. My family paid the mortgages through the Great Depression on the buildings at the University of Indianapolis. I come from a long line of public servants and, quite frankly, nerds, Emerson. my great uncles built telescopes on campus. So there's a, you know, observatory where you can go gaze into the stars. That has my maiden name, the Noblet Observatory, there at the University of Indianapolis. I studied English and psychology. I went on to get my master's in teaching from Marion University, and this is my 11th year being a public school teacher. I serve in Wayne Township as the media specialist at Ben Davis University High School, but kind of got into politics because of my community service and just found another way to serve my community.
Now, going back into your high school, when you even left high school and went to college, are you where you thought you might be when you left high school? I say that for a reason because young folks always, when they're going to high school, they figure, what we're going to do, and they have all these plans, and then life kicks in.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
I was going to be an occupational therapist. I was studying psychology. But it was the written and spoken word. It was my English classes. It was the poetry contest that I was entering. It was the news. It was knocking doors for political candidates, right? It was serving, you know, meals to neighbors in the community, doing after-school tutoring. I never wanted to be a teacher, and I never wanted to be a politician. I really don't like attention. I don't like the attention being on me, right? So when I was at Ben Davis, I never wanted to be prom queen or anything like that, right? My friends would always run. I'm like, go, girl. Not for me. I'm not trying to stand on the stairs where everybody's looking at me. But here I am, standing on the stairs.
Everybody's looking at me.
But it's for the community. It's not, you know, for me. And so it makes it a little bit easier to do day to day.
That is awesome. Because the young people, and as you know, my audience is my students, my teachers, and my parents. And as I talk about my young people and when they hear shows like this and they hear about, okay, I'm going to do this when I get to high school. It's okay. It's okay if things change, long as the things change.
Absolutely.
For the positive.
And that's, yeah.
That's okay. That's okay.
And maybe it had a little bit to do, Emerson, with my honors chemistry class in college. Boy, I studied and studied, but I was always like a month behind everybody else. I don't science very well, Emerson.
Well, let me say this. You're doing awesome. You're doing awesome. And I love that you're giving a lot, so much to Wayne Township, because you know, I know I'm just biased. I don't know. I think this is the best side of town. Oh. Wayne Township, the best school district. You know, I just.
West side's the best side.
You know, maybe it's just
yes,
me.
Yes, sir. I don't believe that.
I don't know. Okay.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir. Well, thank you.
Yeah, so awesome.
Thank you for what you do. I got shoes to fill, so I'm just following great servant leaders like you gentlemen this morning. You know, I've watched you guys work for years, as you said, so this is nothing new. This is just what we do on the West Side.
There you go, and you're absolutely correct. District 6, where's District 6? Where's that located at? And then
yeah, so District 6, it kind of, if you look at it on the map, mm-hmm. So Marion County is a square.
Okay.
District 6 kind of looks like an L on the west side.
Okay.
It runs Raceway Road, so from 10th Street and Raceway Road,
mm-hmm.
all the way up to 56th Street. So you've got Eagle Creek up there, okay. 56th and Raceway. It jogs down along I-65. I have the northern half of Speedway, so the northern half of the town of Speedway
mm-hmm.
Is in the district. Of course, Ben Davis High School, right there on the corner of 10th and Girls School.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you were talking to our amazing representative, Renee Pack, mm-hmm. and our districts have, you know, kind of overlap a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have parts of Pike Township, Wayne Township, and Speedway, and then a little bit of IPS district in there as well. So
mm-hmm.
4 school districts, 3 Ooh. Police departments,
Ooh.
Pike Fire, Wayne Fire, IFD. There's a lot of layers in local government. Like an onion, if you will.
Yeah. I always tell people, and I still tell them that, you know, from my time when working for Mayor Bart Peterson back in 2000 and 2006 as a faith-based coordinator for the city. And
wonderful.
I always tell folks, thank you very much. I used to tell folks that, you know, local politics is local politics. And that's where you can make really, really, really a good effect or effect on your community is through your local politicians, the city, county councilors. The mayor, that level, you know, go ahead, John. Yeah, jump on that.
I was just going to say, I think Tip O'Neill once said all politics is local.
There you go.
And that's what it is. I mean, you know, we've said it before on this show, mm-hmm. and I'm sure you've heard this too, Counselor, that there are no Republican or Democrat potholes. There are no
right?
Republican or Democrat trash pickup, nope. you know, routes. There's certainly no Republican or Democrat sewer problems. So, you know, mm-hmm. these are those issues that you have. You know, if your street's not getting plowed when it snows, if we ever get snow again. But I shouldn't say that. Now we'll get like 22
inches.
But, you know, if your street doesn't get plowed, that's not a Republican or Democrat issue. That is a city issue, a city-county issue. So, you know, having been involved with neighborhood groups and things like I do, and actually I did run for city county council at
That's
one point.
Right.
What I found when I ran, and I don't know if this was the case with you, is that I thought the job was one thing, and then you start getting into it and you really realize just how much of an effect you can have on your local community just mm-hmm. by listening and being a city county councilor. What's that been like for you?
Yeah, going back, I'm a nerd, so I studied this long before I ever ran. And so that's kind of where I had to know, could I really do this job? I've got a 10-year-old Roby Rocket, too, so I'm a mommy, too.
Go ahead.
And I needed to know if I was going to step up for my community. Number one, would it be feasible in my schedule? But number two, is it a job that I could do? Do I have the skill set to come to the table and bring community stakeholders together to collaborate, to communicate? Day in and day out. And that you're exactly right. It is a lot because I did, you know, support, you know, colleagues of mine who maybe hadn't studied the councils closely. And maybe I'm still mentoring a little bit. I'm the youngest woman ever elected to the city council.
So
in the history of the city.
Push that message. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you. But it's scary, right? Like being the youngest, it's scary. So, and it's scary when you're a mentor to some newbies that maybe, you know, could be, you know, your dad's age. So that's one thing as a young female leader that, you know, again, Wayne Township, in my upbringing, in my being raised by an amazing single mom, prepared me to be a leader for my community. It was embedded into, you know, the excellence in the way we were raised. So, but you're right. It is a lot. There's a lot that folks don't see. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. And I know, for me, I knew I wanted to be open and available to folks. And so, you know, I have personal access. My cell phone is something that's public knowledge on the indy.gov website. Mm-hmm. And I want people to be able to shoot me a text and be like, hey, my trash hasn't been picked up, or, you know, hey, there's a drainage issue on my cul-de-sac, what have you. That way I can follow up, you know, in the evenings, on the weekends, and reach out with folks so that I can help them resolve those issues. But you're exactly right, Mr. Easter. Some of those things, you know, may not seem super glamorous, but those local mm-hmm. issues are the issues of your backyard. They're not necessarily the issues you hear on national news. They're not, you know, issues you hear about in national politics. But I can tell you, when your trash doesn't get picked up, or, you know, your yard is flooded and it's difficult to leave your house, that's the most important thing, not necessarily what's on the national news that evening. So mm-hmm. It's been kind of crazy, too, to answer your question. I was sworn in January 1, and the pandemic was here by March, and we had civil unrest and social injustices and community conversations happening all summer and into the fall. So it was more than just local governing. It was crisis management. It was, you know, community healing. And I can't believe, I didn't know, Emerson, that this would be my path.
Right.
This summer when George Floyd was murdered, I went to my colleagues in public safety and I said, hey, we don't have a woman on our social justice committee, our public safety criminal justice committee. There's not a woman.
Okay.
And I said, if you would have me, I think we need the voice of a mother, the voice of a teacher, the voice of a woman on this committee. And our chairman said, you know what, Mrs. Carlino, that's a great idea. I think he called me counselor. a few people do that these days. And so I've been serving on our criminal justice public safety committee for several months. And in that time, introduced and passed legislation. So firstly, your counselor introducing and passing legislation is like practically unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've co-chaired a few of those committees. So if you told me, Mr. Easter, that I would be co-chairing public safety, I'd say, nuh-uh, because that's not really a lane that I live in, public safety. But as a mom and as a teacher and as a woman, I felt like my voice needed to be in the conversation, and my colleagues did as well. And I truly am proud of the work that we've been able to do in that short period of time. And I look forward to continuing to doing that work. You know, we've got youth to protect and raise upright.
And I understand.
And we've got violence in these streets that we have to do something as a community.
I guess it would be hard because today is different than... I got an obvious question. I mean, I'm an obvious statement. Yes, today is different than yesterday because it just is. But what I meant by that is, like, it's different. You got the pandemic. You coming in as a young person. You're dealing with that. You're dealing with education. You know, on the education side, things are different in the school building. Things are different downtown. Things are different everywhere. If things are changing going through, if you sit back on the curve and didn't say nothing and didn't do anything and let these things pass without having an impact, why are you downtown?
Right. Right. I'm sleeping fine at night. I'm with you. Exactly right.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I can't stand by. And so when I tell you I'm shy, when I tell you I don't like, you know, the sort of stand and deliver being a teacher sometimes either, it's because I'm an introvert, which is crazy.
Yeah.
When I tell people that, and they're like, no, you're not. But I am. But when it comes to community, it comes to serving, you know, and our students, our scholars, I often call them my babies. That's I'll do anything. I'll jump out of a plane, right?
Yeah.
So when you see me at these press conferences or you see me, you know, putting forth legislation that people are like, what is this girl doing? I'm doing it for my community, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's why I was elected. I think the West Side is smart. So I think they're fighters. So I think when you put someone like me in a seat and you send someone like me downtown to represent you,
mm-hmm.
You may not think you're getting a bulldog, but you are. And I know that people know that mm-hmm. what they're getting because I knocked probably 5,000 doors over mm-hmm. the summer in 2019 at least,
mm-hmm.
And into the fall and even in the winter before that. And I talk to people. And you know what? I listen, just like we do with our students.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to be able to listen.
Yeah.
And be able to serve.
Yeah. I know the power that women have, and then the power that women possess, you know, even in my house. Okay, I'm married, 4 daughters,
yep.
and my dog was a girl dog.
Yep.
I had no power in my
house. Well, you're surrounded by strength, so you can relax a little bit.
Girl,
years of service, you deserve it.
You just don't know. And when it comes to cooking, my girls can cook. I don't miss any meals. I mean, and I always tell guys with daughters, take care of your daughters, because when you get older, they're going to take care of you.
There it is.
I see we have one daughter. That's awesome. Unless you, yeah, that's great, great, great. Your daughters are just so cool, and then they're like their mom.
Yeah, well, I can tell you, my 10-year-old is very much a preteen. She's so excited about getting back to school.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mr. Easter said, you know, K through 5, going back to school 5 days a week. She, you know, she's got her mask ready. She's ready to, you know, wash her hands and keep her distance. But she's just so excited to be back in the schoolhouse. And I know, you know, a lot of our kids are. And I know they're going to do a good job.
Yeah.
I know they're going to keep their masks on. I know they're going to wash their hands and do all those procedures, keeping those classrooms clean,
mm-hmm.
you know, as they go from classroom to classroom. We've got amazing, you know, custodians and everything that are going to do a good job. But I want to help, speaking of jobs, if I might do some local municipal plugs.
Please,
to help connect our youth to some opportunities. Of course, we still have the Mask Up Indy initiative. And, you know, before we go back to school, if you're out and about this weekend, I know the weather's going to be bad, but mm-hmm. I know at the city market they're giving out some of those March Madness masks. So
okay.
for all my basketball people
oh.
would like to get some of those, you're able to go downtown, maybe grab some lunch today or something. Grab one of those March Madness masks, add that to your collection. But summer's coming up, Emerson, and what
mm-hmm.
I wanted to tell everybody about is we've got a lot of summer jobs within the city of Indianapolis. That includes our parks.
Right.
So, you know, working at our Indy parks in the summer, whether you're a camp counselor, working in the recreation area, working in the pool, concession stand, cashier, things like that. Those jobs start at $10 an hour.
Wow.
So not bad.
Yeah, it's
and
not bad.
They go up from there. Yeah. They have to be 16, though, Emerson.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But parks.indy.gov, if they're interested in getting a summer job. I know my sister-in-law was always a lifeguard, and she
mm-hmm.
loved it. She got to keep people safe, and she got her tan on. So, you know, if you look good in red,
double benefit there.
Right. But I honestly, I want to empower our youth to start getting engaged in issues now.
Yeah.
And prevent some of these issues from happening now. We have a litter problem in the
mm-hmm.
city of Indianapolis. We have a speeding problem
okay.
in the city of Indianapolis. So I want all youth to stop throwing the trash out the door, and I want them to slow down.
Yeah.
We're going to keep each other safe by doing those things. We're going to keep our community beautiful by doing those things.
What's your
part?
Yeah, and with your parks program for young people that, like I said, got to be 16 years of age, that is so important. I mean, up to 16, I feel like, you know, parents, you always got a responsibility with your children, but up to 16, yeah, they're in your home, you know, they're working around the house, they're doing chores. When you get around 16, you're getting filling your oats now. Now you think you're somewhere near the level of being an adult. You need to have some money in your own, have some money in your pocket, have some of your own money and earn some of your own money. And those park recreation jobs are definitely really, really important as it helps the individual grow into manhood or womanhood. Now you're on a job, you're making some money, you got responsibility, you got to be there a certain time, you got to do a certain thing. You're learning things that help you in life, and you're so right. Catch them while they're young. Get them out of criminal out of the criminal justice system.
So and you know what? It looks great on a resume.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to get a better job after your summer work, while you're in college, or you're trying to get an internship, or you want to go straight into the workforce, having a summer job in your community looks great regardless of what field you're going into.
That's so
true. Yes. And so, you know, look good on paper. I always say paper begets paper. I know it's ridiculous.
Ooh, no, that makes
sense.
But
what I mean is do your homework, you get the degree.
Yeah.
Go to work. You know, keep clock in on time, clock out on time, you're going to get that paycheck, right?
Paper,
You know, continue to get that paper if you keep your paper in line. And that it could be your resume getting you that next job. But keep your paper in line and always be cognizant of what you're putting on it. And so if you're clowning around, you're like, oh, I'm cool, I don't need any money, but your resume is blank.
Yeah.
So you need something.
Yeah.
And that could mean giving back to the community. And you'll love it, right? Like, the kids are great.
Yeah.
Our parks are great. They're safe. It's a safe place to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I know our community definitely needs it. Oftentimes, we hurt for some of those positions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we'll train you to be a lifeguard for free.
Exactly.
So now you get a credential. That's another paper that you can turn around and, you know, go make some more money, take that license to the YMCA or somewhere else.
Exactly.
And after summer.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And your energy is awesome. And I can just see why. And if they say you're shy, no way. You better not be shy downtown, because you guys are big time. Our community needs big time folks like you down there. I mean, we need folks with visions, the folks that are not scared to jump into the fray, put your feet out there and step on my toe if you want to, but I'm going to keep on going. You know, I want to learn more. And at the same time, I'm going to tell you what our kids need, what our community needs, because
yep.
If you don't talk for us, who's going to talk for us?
Right, you know? And that's exactly it. I'm always, what about the West Side? What about the West Side? What are we doing about this? How are we communicating about this, right? So I know what my mom would have wanted when she was raising two kids out here on the West Side, right? I know what my students and their family needs. I know what my neighbors need. I can easily go to bat for them now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know that I could, you know, have a Krista Carlino show like you do, but maybe I could, because you give so many folks platform and voice to really raise our community up. And so I admire what you do, and I appreciate those kind comments about my energy. But really, this is the energy that I get from the community. And I know not everybody's dishing that energy, right? Like, it's been difficult. All of our mental health lately, I lost my grandmother to COVID over the weekend.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's not a unique story, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's not that we've all had issues. You know, even our most well-off folks and our most mentally sound folks, you know, we've all slipped a little bit. And coping with COVID, we've all, in our different ways, whether we've had COVID or not, you know, are coping with that. And so, you know, we have resources at the city for everything from your mental health to helping you get your bills paid. I just want to thank the community for, you know, graciously electing me, but also continuing to steer and guide me and educate me on the things that we need and the advocacy pieces that we need to bring to the table. And I thank folks like you for continuing these conversations despite pandemics, despite all odds. I truly believe if we keep coming to the table, we will move forward, we will find solutions, and it will be a brighter day for all of us here in Indianapolis.
Well, we totally appreciate you, and our hearts and prayers go out to your family. And it's just, that's this one thing about the COVID-19, I don't think anybody's, I think we're all on the same page. I know I am. I know Mr. Easter is this, and we have friends and family that have been affected and passed, and our hearts and prayers out to you big time.
Yeah.
Big time, big time, big time.
Well, thank you, guys. And our hearts and prayers to anybody who's been dealing with this and impacted by this. Absolutely. You know, we're grieving with you. We're grieving together. We're grieving for you. And it'll take some time for all of us to truly
And I can't wait to get out there and get my hugs. I'm a hugger. I need my hugs.
I know. I was so looking forward to it. But you know what? I'm glad we're being safe. I'm glad we're being a good example to kids that, you know, a hug would feel good. Being in person would feel good. But we're staying apart so that we can be together again.
Exactly. Now, speaking of the Christy Carlino show, now we have a thing we call bum rushing the show. So when you got something going on in the city, I don't care what my topic is here on our radio show, you can bum rush my show. So as long as the phone lines are open, and hopefully get back to where we got folks in the studio again, you know, heck yeah, bum rush the show and drop some information. And seriously, if you got something going on quarterly, whatever it is, I mean, we'd love to have you in the studio or on the air.
Well,
talk to me, Mr. Easter.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it was your predecessor, but Councilor Marilyn Feaster, when she was in the council, I know she was, I think, in another district. Or are you her? Is that the same district?
No, you're right. It's the neighboring district.
Okay.
She was 15. So Farley, across the street from the school, was where Marilyn started.
That's where I grew up. I'm a Farleyite. But Councilor Feaster would, when she would have her job fair or when she would want to update, she would just call in and, you know, a little 5-minute drop in. So you're very welcome, obviously,
awesome
to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
just let us know.
You don't have to tell me twice. But I will say one final plug, and that is I do regular newsletters. During the pandemic, at the height of the pandemic, although saying that now it sounds kind of crazy looking at a graph, but I was sending weekly updates, you know, when we were there at the very, very beginning. I'm now out monthly updates, and you can sign up for my newsletter, www.carlinofourcouncil, that's CARLINOFOR, council, COUNCIL, and .com /get-updates. You know what? It's all over social media. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, the whole nine. If you want to reach out, you want to do a community cleanup, you want me to come talk to your neighborhood, you want to help develop policy, please call me. Please reach out. My cell's on the indy.gov website as well.
There it is, folks. You got the contact information. Call the lady. She got the power. That's our counselor, Colleen. Love you.
Love you too, guys. Have a great weekend. Be safe out
all right
there.
Drive, take care of your
drive
family.
Safe, Indy. Don't crowd the plow this weekend.
Don't crowd the plow. Thanks for calling in. I love it.
Thank you, counselor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Easton, she's a bomb.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah, she's, man, I guess it's shy. Nope.
Sometimes you when you talk to somebody who's in politics or, you know, because I've talked to a lot of politicians.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah,
you get this distinct feeling that, man, she's exactly where she needs to be.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's in public service, and you need those people with that heart for public service that are willing to get in there and they're not afraid to get their hands dirty a little bit, metaphorically, to try to get things done. So
for your community.
Salute her.
Yes, salute her. She's definitely a powerhouse for our community.
And by the way, City County Council, they say, you know, it's only a part-time job.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. That's the
maybe if you're not doing it right, it's a part-time job.
Exactly.
But so, you know, being a media specialist, being a teacher,
a mom,
being a mom, being a city wife, being a city county counselor, that's like 10 full-time
jobs. That's 10 full-time jobs.
Yeah,
you wear a lot of hats.
Well, here, I'm going to push the button.
Yep, push it again. Yep. Like I said, she can bum rush us anytime she wants. So she got some good news that we can use on the west side. So speaking of news, what you got next, Mr. Easter?
I got a meeting.
Uh-oh. I'm not laughing at you.
No.
Well, let's get out of here.
All
to the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the one you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. Hang with college. Carlino, she's the bomb. Counselor Carlino, she's the bomb. She can do it in District 6. She can fix some stuff. She can talk some stuff, too. She can get down.
Yeah.
I love it. BD Graduate 2005. Next week, what we got? What we got? What
not
we got?
Sure yet.
Not well, sure? We'll figure it out. Yep, y'all in trouble now, boy.
Follow us on social media.
Yeah, all over social media. The Views Express and School Talk. That's the Views of Embassy of Wayne Township, Benders High School, Giant 98.9. The Views of my guests and my hosts. And sometimes Mr. Easter got something to say. Always.
Some days we'll have the kids back in here. I can't wait to get to say.
Yeah, I can't get the kids in there. I want the student in the corner. I want my student in the corner.
Yeah.
Oh, I love those comments that come out of the corner. Just come out of nowhere. Just comments out of the corner. Love it. I love it. Till next week, see you all on School Talk.